It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're being joined by Kyle Anderson, one of the new Golden State Warriors, and he comes along with Buddy Hield and DeAnthony Melton as the team's big acquisitions in the offseason. Kyle Anderson, seasoned veteran, and Steve Kerr's always been talking very highly of him all offseason. Kyle, welcome. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, welcome to the Bay.
Thank you, thank you. I hear you talking about the San Francisco Giants in here, and just made me think of my New York Mets today. Had two huge games against the Atlanta.
You were down 3-0. You just scored three runs. It's 3-3 now. Bro, top of that, you got run. I'll keep you posted.
Yes, please, please. Like, we have to get one of these games. Please, we have to get one of these games.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna be upset if we lose both.
So you're from Jersey originally?
Correct.
So are you a Giants fan, Jets fan, Eagles?
Jets. We had a bad loss yesterday, and hopefully we get one game with the Mets.
let me ask you this. Let me take you back to the day you were acquired by the Warriors and just your initial thoughts.
Before you go, you took the lead. You're up 4-3.
That's cool. I might have to stay here for the rest of the game. My first initial thoughts, just going to an organization that does things the right way. Everyone here, they play the game the right way. They compete on defense. They share the ball on offense. Steph and Draymond obviously have, a great past and had great success in this league that, many people have had. So I'm just, excited to, join an organization like this. It reminds me a lot of being in San Antonio.
So we had people at the station. You're not going to answer that, Guru. I go, I am. I ask those tough questions. How did you get the nickname Slow-Mo?
That's not offensive to me at all.
He won't get mad.
A lot of people think it's offensive to me. It's not offensive at all. I've had the nickname since I was 8, 9 years old. So I explained it to someone earlier today that there's this league in New York, in Queens, New York, called IS8, and the guy that runs it is Pete Edwards, and he talks on the mic for all levels, so he gave me that nickname. But also, at 11 and under nationals, we played this Texas team who was like, they've won the national tournament the past 2 years, and we played them. They beat us, but I played really well, and after the game, they were like, oh man, you move so slow, but you're so good, like, we gonna call you Slow-Mo, and I'm still friends with those guys to this day. So yeah, they gave me that nickname.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. When I'm looking at your numbers, you're always playing 20 plus minutes a game, and when I think of you, and sometimes this comes off as not a compliment, but I do think of you as a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. Do you go into a game thinking that you're gonna maybe attack a couple areas, or do you go into a game with your baseline game, which has a lot of different aspects, and then try to kind of impact them all, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say baseline game. If you look at my numbers, they're not sexy, they won't stand out, but like, I think my game is doing a lot of things that doesn't show up in the stat sheet maybe. You can even go back to college and high school. Like, I've never averaged big numbers. That's just not my game, but always always had an effect on playing winning basketball. And, you know, I like go back to my sophomore year of high school. My dad would, you know, be pissed. Like, you know, you got to take, you know, at least 10 shots this game, you know. And I'm just like, Dad, I don't play the game like that. You know, I go into the game trying to win and facilitate and play my game and do what I'm really good at. And if whatever the game requires me to do, whether that's, you know, continue to facilitate or score the basketball, I'm going to try to do to win. So I've never been able to play basketball like, all right, I'm going to average 12 points a game this year or 7 assists. Or, you know, I just try to go play the right way, and it's taken me pretty far.
I love it. Nemo just hit a 2-run homer. You're up 6-3 now. Still bad. Good luck. 10-2.
Let's go.
Now, you played meaningful basketball last year. I mean, you guys went deep.
Yeah.
So the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. Now you're a part of the Warriors. What do you think about, you know, your current team and what's going to change to get them back into the offs?
I think they, you know, these guys are competitors. Like I said this earlier, you date back to 2021 when we were fortunate enough to come in here and knock them out the play-in tournament. The next year they come back and win a championship. So, you know, maybe this long off season is good for the guys. You know, I didn't have that long of an off season, but I'm ready to get rolling. I was able to turn around and get my training in and be ready for the season. So I know everybody in the locker room is ready to go.
Do you care when you go into a game whether you're going to be playing 2, 3, or 4?
No. My dad used to play me up as a kid, like with older kids. So I just enjoy being on the floor. Wherever I could, you know, find my niche or make an impact on the game, like being on the floor, I'll figure out the rest, whatever position I play. But as long as I'm, you know, making plays and playing well enough to be out on the floor, that's good enough for me. I'll never complain, like, oh, you know, I'm not getting the ball. If I go and tell my dad or my mother I'm not getting the ball enough or this isn't, they're going to tell me to go figure it out. You know, you want the ball, go get the rebound. So I just like being out there, really.
Can you play with a player that makes you better at what you do? And the reason I bring up that question is I'm thinking of Draymond Green as a defender. Mm-hmm. You getting on the court and being out there with him, does that automatically make you a better defender as well?
I think so. You know, playing with Dre, we'll be able to switch. We're like size, so we'll be able to switch. You know, we're going to talk. You know, you can always hear Draymond talking and communicate, and I think that's a big help and big key to a good team defense. So, you know, I think so.
Mm. Let me ask you this, because I know you went to St. Anthony's and then you went to UCLA, but you're right. Your game doesn't jump out off the floor. Did you have trouble getting noticed by colleges, or did they watch St. Anthony's play and say, this guy's a glue guy and we need to take a longer look at him?
No, I didn't have any trouble in high school. High school was very easy for me. I was the same size I am now, so, you know, it wasn't, you know, high school came easy to me as well as AAU did too. That was never a problem, really. I think people that really know the game, you know, basketball coaches, some fans who really know the game of basketball, they appreciate, you know, my style of play, like a Draymond. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe the fan that watches here and there maybe won't like my game or maybe won't like Draymond's game, but if you really know basketball, you could see the things we do and the things that don't show up in the stat sheet.
No, I love it. When you even found out that the Bay and Golden State might be a possibility, how does that go? You're playing for a championship, you get close, the offseason, then you find out it's the Warriors, you're not going to be where you're at. Walk us through that process of, you know what, that might be a good fit. I'm going to the Bay.
Yeah, I think my ties back at UCLA helped me out with this one. Like, the comfortability this time and being, you know, not afraid to make that move to go move my family to move to California. So, it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Lord,
two more reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just knew I was, you know, I love California as a state off the court, so I knew I was, you know, my family was going to be fine here. I love this city. But as far as, like, fitting in, playing style-wise, like, I, you know, watching the Warriors, they've always had a lot of high IQ guys strive in this setting, so I knew I'm going to be able to figure out my way in here.
Kyle Anderson joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's
among
three new Warriors who are going to be a big part of the team this year. Let me ask you this, and it might take me a second to get around to it, but Buster Posey has just been named the president of baseball operations for the Giants. Earlier this year, he was asked about why the Giants have had an inability to sign free agents, and he mentioned the Bay Area and San Francisco in particular. Talked a little bit about crime, homelessness, maybe some of the wives aren't crazy about that. When you found out you were coming and playing in San Francisco, what did you and your family think? Did any of that cross your mind?
Nah, I live 15 minutes from New York City. Like, you,
yeah,
I'm not, I lived in Memphis. Like, I'm not scared of any city. I know, you know, you could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's so much in New York City. Like, if you live in that area, you gotta always look over your shoulder, or always watch your back, always know where you're at. That's just like survival tactics growing up close to New York City. So as far as all of that out here, I was excited. Like, you know, obviously the crime and stuff that comes with it, but you know, I'm excited for the nice restaurants, the nice weather.
Look at it.
You know, going to a Giants game, going to a 49ers game, things like that. So I'm look at the glass half full for sure.
Evan, that's our producer Evan over there. He's a diehard Mets fan. They were down 3-0 when he sat. They're up 6-3.
Let's go.
So I say that to say, can you help the Bay recruit Pete Alonso? Yeah.
No, we need to bring Polar Bear back.
I want
Petey back. And, well, we didn't really we didn't do anything for him at the deadline. So, you know, I hope we pay him now. I hope he don't walk for nothing.
Yeah, 6-3 headed to the 9.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Close it out.
Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you a lot this year.
Yes, sir.
I know you got a bunch of other stuff to do, but thank you so much, man. Good luck.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Kyle Anderson. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.